know where we're staying. So,
hail stricken.
I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing. We're going to sing the second verse. I know it. I've already sung it. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Bibles with you, we want to invite you to turn to Psalms in the 105th chapter. Hold your finger there, and we're going to also be reading from the book of Matthew in the second chapter. We'll be reading out the book of Psalms first. I noticed when Sam Bottoms was up here, he must have been paying attention to his dad. He was really inspecting this podium for sturdiness. Sam, I'm not sure it's going to hold up either. We appreciate, once again, all of you being here this morning. And I really thank God for His Spirit that I'm able to feel here in this place. Singing has been absolutely wonderful. Got a red light, I don't know what that
means. We have technical difficulties.
Does that mean stop and don't preach?
That was your cue, you didn't get it.
Can you hear me now? This is not a cell phone commercial. The 105th chapter of Psalms and Matthew in the second chapter. The singing has been absolutely wonderful this morning. It would have thrilled me if we could have just continued on with that. Madeline, that was good as usual, and we expected. Girls, the trio, that was beautiful. It always sounds like angels whenever they sing. Good as they sound here, think how much better they're going to sound when we get to heaven.
Amen.
If that even seems possible. You know what, girls? I'm going to get to sing with you. I mean, stand right there beside you and sound just as good as you do. Bible says that we will sing a new song. Song that the angels in heaven can't sing. And I don't know what the name of that song is. I believe I'll know it when I get there. And I believe it'll have something to do with Jesus saving my soul. And something about being redeemed. I was teasing sometime this week about, and some of you I noticed came in, I guess you could say late, but normally on time. I was teasing some of you that the reason that we started at 10:30 this morning and omitted our Sunday school service was so I could preach for an hour, hour and a half, and we'd still get out at 12 o'clock. I have said in the past that I really dread trying to stand at a Christmas service. But for some reason or another, this year is different. It's always a dread to try to stand and proclaim His Word. It is an honor. But this year is special for some reason. Maybe I've been praying a little bit harder than I normally have. Maybe I've being just a little closer to the Lord than I have been in the past. One of the things that, y'all forgive me for rambling on. I like to talk to you from time to time. One of the Christmas traditions that we have done at my mom and dad's, just about ever since I could remember, at least all of my married life, we begin to have children. We always visit with my dad and my mom on Christmas Eve, and we will sit down and sin. We'll stuff ourselves. And after we get up from the dinner table, we'll go into the living room. And Mother always takes the grandchildren back into the back bedroom. And Daddy will come around to those that are left and hand them his Bible. And he says, "I want you to read tonight." And we will begin reading the Christmas story. Then Nicholas and Rachel and even Jesse have joined in with us. My nephews, Luke and Jacob, will dress up as Mary and Joseph and the shepherds or the wise men, and they'll come down from the bedroom down the hall while we're reading the Christmas story. Rachel, you too. While we're reading that Christmas story, they have got their outfits on, and they'll sit down in front of the fireplace holding the baby Jesus. I want to encourage you, Mom and Dad, Grandmother and Granddad. You don't have to be that elaborate, but will you read the Christmas story to your children this year? Christy had sent me a. I am going to preach in just a minute. I hope the way I feel right now will, if the Lord will let me. Christy Perry had sent me a poem about the night before Christmas, and Christy, I had intended to bring it, had it printed off, and didn't pick it up. But we put a lot of emphasis and effort into Santa Claus. And I like Santa Claus. I told y'all several Sundays ago that I do. I believe in Santa Claus. He is the spirit of Christmas. He is the spirit of giving. And I can't wait till tomorrow night when he comes. And I hope that I've been a good boy and he's going to come see me. The one thing I want you to know, when God sent His darling Son, Jesus Christ, into this world, it didn't matter how good you had been or how good you were. God so loved you and loved you so much that He gave the very best that He had. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You know what? I had a pretty big list this year, and I don't know how much of it I'm going to get from my family, but I'll tell you one thing that I got when I was a 9-year-old boy. And all that I had to do was ask for it. That was Jesus saved my soul. Listen to what the psalmist David said some hundreds of years before Jesus Christ was even born. And I don't know, the Bible scholars may tell you or the people that maybe write concordances and commentaries may tell you that this don't have anything to do with Jesus Christ. But I begin to read the 105th chapter of Psalms and I sing Christ all over it. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing songs unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth." I like to testify, don't you? I sure do like to remember His marvelous words. I like to remember the Christmas season. I like to tell folks about what Jesus has done for me and what He will do for them if they'll only ask. Oh, ye seed of Abraham, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Now I want you to listen to this 8th verse and tell me you don't see Jesus here. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. God gave you and I a covenant. He gave the whole world a covenant when he promised that he would send his darling son Jesus. 2nd chapter of Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When they had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. They said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, and this is what the scripture that they found, what they found, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. I want you to think about the promise and the covenant that God had given to you and I. God did give to you and I, and it's still available today. I want us to think about some wise men who came from the east. Some Bible scholars would tell you that they probably came from Arabia. And the reason that they base that on is because that frankincense and myrrh especially were predominant staples or predominant commodities in that land. These wise men no doubt had read the 105th Psalm that David had written about a covenant that God had promised. These wise men were looking, as they even told King Herod, and it was customary for a royalty to, in other words, pay their respects or honor to the king of the country that they were going into, or the king that they were visiting. And they came, these wise men did, and we think a lot of times that there were three of them simply because there was gold, frankincense, and myrrh, three gifts, one for each wise man. But I want you to know today, church, that wise men are still seeking after Jesus Christ. They came and there to the king, and they said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Listen, we've seen his star in the east, and we've come that we might be able to worship him. Bless your heart today, King Herod said, I don't know what you're talking about. I want you to know, lost person, church today, that President Bush is not going to be able to save your soul. The Democratic or the Republican Party is not going to be able to save you. They give you the same answer that Herod gave there in that day. He said, I don't But I'll tell you what you can depend on. The Bible said that they searched the scriptures there, and they begin to find the 105th Psalm, and they begin to find some other places in the Bible where it's told about where Jesus was going to be born, that he was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Now listen this morning, I don't know if this thing will pick me up or not, but listen this morning, I want you to know that Judea was just 5 miles away from a little town named Bethlehem. The wise men, they had followed a star. They had seen it in the east. They had come that they might worship this new king of the Jews. They needed some help. They needed some guidance. They needed some direction. They had gone. Why? By sight just as far as they thought they could go. Bless your heart today. The Bible tells me that we walk by faith and not by sight. Tell me, have you ever seen Jesus with your natural eyes? No, I haven't. Have you ever looked upon God with your natural eyes? No, I hadn't. Woo, but glory! By faith, through an eye of faith, I've seen him in glory today. I know that he's real. Yes, I do. They said, we've seen his star in the east. We've come that we might worship him. You sing a song, choir, church from time to time that says, oh, come, let us adore him. Church, let's put Jesus in the proper perspective, in his proper place. This Christmas, let's put in first place in our lives, not only on December the 25th, or the days before it, but let's put Christ first year round. Listen, I don't know. I wonder about this. Now you bear with me. Brody, you preachers, y'all know what I'm talking about. I put a lot of study into this. I'm not trying to break my arm, pat myself on the back. But I spent a lot of time asking God that he might show me something. I don't know if that star had disappeared or not. I don't know maybe why that they stopped there in Jerusalem, 5 miles away from Bethlehem, just short, just a little small walk away from King Herod's palace. But bless your heart, the Bible said that when Herod sent them off, they looked. I can almost see them. Herod said, all right, boys, you go find him. You got my permission to travel anywhere you want to. And you know what? I think the Bible don't say this, but I believe it must have been late at night. And they walked out. You know what the first thing they saw? Brody and Tyler and Stephen was. The Bible said they saw that star again. A lot of times we take our eyes off of Jesus, we'll wind up in a place that we don't need to be. Listen, King Herod said, I can't do nothing for you. You go find him. And they went outside, and lo, there was that star again. You know what the wise men said to each other? They said that they were exceedingly glad, and they rejoiced, woo, because the star was
good can come to you, how you go back and see where you left Jesus, and he'll be right there for you. Bless your heart today. The wise men, they got off track, but they went back. They looked and there was that star, and they were exceedingly glad, and they rejoiced because they were able to see the star. Can't you see them? Just a little 5-mile walk from Jerusalem down to Bethlehem, following a star. Listen, you know what? They came out of where the star led them, and the star stopped, and they knew that that's where Jesus was, and they came into the house, and there they seen, they saw Jesus with his mother Mary. Listen, today the Bible said that they fell down and they began to worship him. Church, I want you to know, well, let me just ask you, what's the first thing that you think of when you think about the wise men? I think about the gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, don't you? But I want you to know that they didn't give the gifts right away. The Bible said that they fell down and they worshiped him. That's what God is asking from you and I today, is worship from us. Give him your whole body, your soul, and your being today. This Christmas, give Jesus you, Sean. You give Jesus Sean this year. Dustin, you give Jesus Dustin. Tim, give Jesus Tim this year. Listen, I'll tell you what. Yes, I know that it takes. Why money in the Bible tells us that a man that won't work is worse than an infidel. God knows why that it takes those things. But I'll tell you what. Silver City Church today, we need to give him our service and our devotion. This year at Christmas, the Bible said that the wise men, they fell down and they worshiped him. Jerry, I don't know if you'll have it or not, but I believe them wise men was saved right there on the spot. Why would wise men, rich men from the east, come into an old shack where Jesus and his mother was? They no doubt had on their work clothes. I'm sure they wasn't dressed up. They were probably not dirty. Why would wise men, rich men, after they've seen the circumstances, why would they kneel down and worship except the Spirit revealed something? Woo! The Spirit revealed something to them, just like he did when conviction came on my heart when I was lost. I don't know if you know Bud Sutton or not. Boy, I thank the world of him. He was the pastor of Harmony Grove when I was saved. But I didn't have to ask Bud Sutton what had just happened to me. Don't care. Dead and gone on to be with the Lord. Testified to me about Jesus. Roger, I didn't have to ask Doyle if I was saved or not. When Mother asked me, "Son, are you lost?" I didn't have to ask Mother when I got saved. Jesus revealed it to me. Jesus let me know. Oh, listen, the day those wise men, they knew who Jesus was and why they had come. And then after they had worshiped Him, they wanted to bring gifts that they might honor Him. Some of them gave Him gold. You know what I began thinking about? Gold is a gift that you bring to royalty. It's a gift that you bring to honor a king. They gave Him frankincense. I don't know if you know what frankincense or not is or not, but it's something that you put in a censer and you begin to burn it. And the smell goes out and make a pretty smell that everybody in the room, my wife, she's, and I like them too, Robin, she brings these candles home a lot of times. Some of them smells like apple pie. Some of them smells like cinnamon. Boy, you walk into the room and it smells good. You can pick the candle up and it smells so good you think you could eat it. This night, they brought Jesus frankincense. Tim, why? I'll tell you what I begin to think. That frankincense represents none other than the Spirit of God today, that it might be able to be smelled or seen and felt by everyone. Bible in the 5th chapter, boy, we like to talk about. I'm going to hush just a little bit. I know our time fast getting away. Thank you, Lord. We like to read about where John had a revelation or a vision of heaven. Michael, where there was a book there with 7 seals on it, and they all begin to try to find somebody to open it up, and you know how the story goes, that none but Jesus was able. You continue on reading in that 5th chapter, you see where Jesus came forth and He took the book from that angel. Think about frankincense now. He took that book away from that angel. The Bible said that the 4 beasts and the 20 and the 4 elders begin to fall down and worship Jesus. You know what they had in their hand? Oh, glory! They had a harp, every one of them. And they had a vial of odors. A vial, if you'll have it, of frankincense. And you know what the odors, the smoke of that, those vials was? It was the prayers of the saints. Don't tell me today that we keep storehouse of prayers in heaven for our children and our grandchildren. I thank God that my grandparents, who have long been gone, have prayed up and stored up some prayers for me. Silver City Church, and I didn't know we was going to go this way. Bless your heart. 100 years from now, do you want Silver City Baptist Church to still be a soul-saving station? Let's pray that way. Listen, moms and dads. I'm getting older now, and it may be in a few days, a few years, a few decades, the Lord may give me some grandchildren. I'll tell you what, I will see them saved. Oh, it's not too early to start praying now that God would send a man to preach the gospel to them. They might erect an altar somewhere and ask Jesus to save them. Frankincense, the Holy Spirit, they gave it to Jesus. You know what? That frankincense is a sweet smell. And then they gave Him myrrh. And I'll close. That myrrh, you know what it was used for? They used it to sweeten stuff up. They put it a lot of times in their wine. When Jesus hung there on the cross. The Bible said that those Roman soldiers offered Jesus wine mixed with myrrh. It was something that was a little bit bitter. Listen, I'll tell you what. I believe that they gave that myrrh to Jesus because they knew the pain. They knew the suffering that he was going to have to go through. That myrrh was also used for medicinal purposes, to dull the senses. Listen, Jesus, glory, refused their wine and myrrh on the cross because he wanted the sins, every pain and suffer just for you. Listen today. Why? Let's bring gifts of gold, church, and worship him. Let's bring gifts of frankincense that we might adore him. And let's bring gifts of myrrh that we might realize that he died for our sins. Come with a song. I'll tell you what, even better. Leanne, girls, come back. Let's sing that song, oh beautiful star of Bethlehem. I'll tell you what, come on now. When they seen that star in the east, they rejoiced and were exceeding glad because God was still making a way for them. I'll tell you what, brother, I love, and I'm proud of my salvation, but I'd love to be able to say how the Lord saved me on his birthday. When you, that way mine and his, be on the same day. But I'll tell you what, I'm proud that Thursday in July, that the Lord saved me. What about you this morning? Are you here? Do you know that you've been saved? Do you know that if the death angel were to come, that you would go to heaven? There's a way to know this morning, and that's through Jesus Christ. While we stand, if you're not saved, would you come to this altar and be saved today?
Michael, I went down there and told my little all-star buddies to practice the next day.
Guess what happened to me last night? I got saved. You know, when I got home and I began to get on the telephone and calling everybody that I could think of and telling them the good news. This is Christmas, Silver City Church. Let's share the good news one with another. You know what? Boy, it don't make me mad a bit if somebody tells me they love me and says, Tim, guess what? I've been saved. That thrills me to death. While these girls sing so beautifully, sing another verse. Would you share the love of Jesus with those around you? You may need to come. Sean may have to go all the way to back and tell somebody he loves them. You may have to come from the back to the front to share the good news of Christmas. Somebody, it don't ever get old. Sing, girl.